Okay, so I'll also mention that during the past month, well, probably about 3 weeks ago, not too long after the previous meeting, John Horgas and I visited the repeater site and took a look at the water damage, which has been happening gradually over a period of years. Last spring, when we went up there for the spring cleanup, we found that one of the ceiling tiles had collapsed because it was wet and had fallen down. There's an electric space heater up there that keeps the thing from, keeps it warm in the winter. And it had fallen onto that space heater, and it was just fused from the heat drying out on there. And some of the insulation had come down too. There's the way the shed is built, it's got a very gradual sloping roof. It's a metal roof. And we took a couple more tiles down that were heavily stained and sagging that had been getting wet. We just took them down, moved the insulation, and took a look around up there and took some photos and things. And what we found was that the wood, the lumber, all seems like it's in good shape, but it's stained. You can see where the water's getting in. And the water's getting in at the very top edge, the top plate on the one wall is the main place. And John feels that the roof has very little overhang, like an inch and a half. And he thinks the water just wrapping around the edge of the roof and coming back and getting into the top of the wall. It may have been doing that since the building was new. But, you know, over the years, parts of the floor have gotten soft. And now there's the county has put down pieces of plywood over the one corner of the building where the floor is soft. So that water damage has been going on for a long time. So I put together a document. I didn't bring a copy today, but basically it's a proposal to Center County that that we might be able to supply some labor and maybe some materials to fix the problem. It's just basically after John and I got together, we put our heads together, came up with a plan of how we would fix it if it fell to us to do it. And so I circulated that among the officers and John and got their feedback on it, and everybody was feeling like, yeah, that would be a good way to go. Then I wanted to get it to Carmine, but he was sick for a while, and I had to go out of town for a while. So earlier this week, I did finally send it to Carmine. And but in the meantime, I had a hectic summer because my mom was sick, and then, you know, we had a funeral and everything. So I'd forgotten about an email that Carmine had sent me way back in the spring, where someone from the county had actually gone up to the site and looked at it, and they had actually proposed putting new siding on the shed and doing some things to remediate the problem. So I'd forgotten about that. So at that point, it was like, well, you know, it looks like they're both like, we're interested, they're interested, who's going to do it, who's going to buy the materials, and how are we going to do it, you know. So I basically sent the proposal as written to Carmine with the note to say that, oh, I wrote this not remembering about that email, so here's the email, here's the proposal, it's in a holding pattern right now, what's your suggestion, what's your input? I haven't heard back from Carmine yet, but he may still be getting over his illness, so I'm just going to wait a while, but before the next meeting, I'm sure we'll hear from Carmine, and maybe things will move ahead a little bit. So my guess is that Center County probably doesn't want us doing a lot of work up there just because of liability issues. So I'm not really sure. But we'd propose basically the building's sheeted with T111, the stuff that's used for sheds, right? Yeah. And it's held up well for as old as the shed is. I think the shed was built in the late 80s or early 90s. It was originally a 911 tower site. But in places where it hasn't gotten a lot of maintenance, probably in terms of being stained and things like that. So there's places where the T111 is actually pulling away from the lumber, and there's gaps there where water can get in on the vertical surface. And some of the T111 is starting to delaminate and peel up. So our thinking was just to put new T111 on three sides. The one side where the door is beautiful. It doesn't seem to need any maintenance. But the other three sides, we thought, just put another layer of T111. And basically all new ceiling tiles inside, the 21 tiles, they're like a buck and a half, so not a lot of money there. And John wanted to do something with some flashing, basically, up at the top where the water seems to be getting in, to try to divert that water and keep it from getting in there. And that was about it. We came up with a total of around $700 and some if you to buy the stain and brushes and rollers and things like that to do it. So if we supplied the labor and we supplied the materials, we'd be looking at a cost to Para of somewhere in the vicinity of $750 if the members were willing to approve that and thought that was a good investment. So right now I'm just waiting for to hear from Carmine to see what happens. And he, by now, he may have shown it to somebody at Center County and may be waiting for their feedback. I don't know, but I don't want to bug him for a little bit because I'm not sure how he's feeling. So that's the status on the maintenance of the shed. But the motivating thing here is that I've been working on some upgrades to the GMRS repeater, and at my own expense, that repeater, my own personal project. So, but I'm sinking some more money into that thing in order to increase the coverage of it. And also Greg Geis, who's recently joined our club, is personally financing a weather repeater up there for Skywarn and weather reporting. And we don't want our equipment getting wet. So far, we've been lucky. None of our repeaters have gotten any direct water. With ceiling tiles getting wet and falling down, I think it's a matter of time until we start having problems with that.
Especially falling on the heater.
Yeah, we were lucky that the heater didn't get hot enough or that the material wasn't combustible, you know. But it's a concern. Yeah. So that's where it stands. And